TED Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Okay, let's say good afternoon to our tech guru, Jeff Quattromani. Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Good. Let me ask you a quick question. I just have a listener email here. It's from Adam. Adam says, Brent, if you have time, could you ask Jeff, please, for a recommendation on an affordable outdoor security camera with motion tracking?
Okay, there's a couple out there. In terms of motion tracking, there are some cameras from Uniden that will literally move to track an object where the camera will completely swivel. That's from Uniden, but most of them will actually use what they call digital tracking to at least zoom in and track a person potentially, you know, walking past your camera. I would be looking at companies like Eufy, E-U-F-Y, and Arlo as a good second option as well. And the main reason I recommend the Eufy ones is because you don't have to pay an ongoing monthly subscription for cloud storage and things like that. You can just put a micro SD card into the camera itself, and that means you've got access to all the footage forever and ever as much as you would like. So that's where I would probably start with. Otherwise, if you want to actually physically pan that camera and have it follow somebody up to 360 degrees, then Uniden has that outdoor option for that.
Most of the companies charge you a set fee, be it monthly or whatever, for you to keep that security footage on their website. And you're able to download it if you need it, but it's a fairly hefty fee for some of the companies, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, look, it really can be. And it's actually one of the reasons why people tend to transition. Arlo is fantastic. They make great cameras. Their cloud storage is great as well. But it can cost you up to $15 per month, right, just to have that privilege. And with some of them, they also tie in features where it won't even do person detection or car detection specifically unless you pay that subscription fee. So sometimes all the features you see on the box are actually part of the subscription, not just part of the camera purchase. So that's why I would really look into what you're actually getting for the money, as well as what you have to pay ongoing as well.
So again, what is the name of the brand that you put in a card?
It's Eufy, spelled E-U-F-Y. Right. They do doorbells, cameras, indoor cameras, motion sensors, whatever you like. They have a huge range, but you can start with just a single camera, you know, at around $200 to get started.
And how much footage would you get on this memory card, or does it just keep recording over old footage?
It will record over itself once it's at capacity, but you know, you can get really large camera cards these days where you would easily anticipate 3 to 6 months worth of footage before it starts to overwrite itself. And
right,
you know, as you set these cameras up to not record when the tree moves, only to record when it sees a person or a vehicle or similar, you actually get more efficient with your storage as well. So you know, once you set your cameras up properly, you'll be surprised how much footage will fit onto a small camera card.
And are these cameras able to operate without being hardwired, as in, you know, are they battery operated? Are some of them solar and battery operated? Or are the good ones, the reliable ones, are they all hardwired?
No, it's a good question. So some of them are battery powered, and there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. It actually gives you more freedom with where you can install it. The hardwired ones means you set and forget. You never have to do anything again. But there are also cameras that now have solar panels either as a separate attachment or built into the camera itself, meaning if the camera gets enough sunlight during the day, you'll never need to recharge that battery. So, you know, you'll have a lot of options to choose from. The ones that I'm talking about from Eufy do offer that solar option as well, and that could mean you could put it up a tree, put it on a flagpole, put it wherever you like, and that solar panel will keep it charged forever.
And the batteries, they're rechargeable batteries, or do you have to replace the battery?
Usually rechargeable batteries. The idea of replacing them disappeared some years ago. They usually just have large lithium batteries built in. So if you do need to take it down, you'll plug the camera in like you charge your smartphone.
And how long do those batteries on a charge last for?
Depending on how much motion they have to pick up and record, usually a month is the standard. Anything beyond a month is a nice to have. It just depends on how much activity is in that area.
And does it send you, I imagine this is all worked on an app on your smartphone, does it send you a reminder that the batteries are getting low and they need to be recharged?
Yeah, they do. So you'll get notifications whenever there's motion and movement on your phone, but you'll get notifications that usually that 20%, 15% and 10%. And then obviously you'll always see in the app itself that the camera's offline if the battery's completely dead.
See, I told you he was good. If you've got any questions, just send them to us and he will answer them. He's very good. There you go, Adam. I think we answered all of your questions there, mate. Thanks for that, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Pleasure.
If your cat is known for going walking, there's a new tracker from Tile that you can track where your cat is.
Yeah, this is interesting. Tile normally makes the key rings that you can, you know, find your lost car keys, but now they've got a piece that will go into your collar of a cat. And effectively, with that little attachment, it's got a 3-year battery life. You can easily ring the collar from your smartphone or from a voice assistant by just saying, hey, find my cat, and it will start to make a loud noise on the collar. But if you've lost it entirely, it opens up to the entire network to help find your cat. So if it's at your neighbor's place and they use Tile as well, you'll easily know that the cat is next door or down the road or similar.
Failing that, don't let your pussycat outside.
Well, it can be hard to manage.
It can.
Dogs,
it
anything
can,
like
yeah.
that. But it's just you might find out that your cat spends a lot of time at dinner at the neighbor's place, for example.
Now, TikTok have been in the news lately. They've commissioned a report to look into data sharing practices, and the finding was surprisingly in their favor. Well, are we surprised if they commissioned a report?
No, and this is one of the biggest points here is, unfortunately, when you've got a company that's on the back foot with the government around data sharing practices, and you hire someone to look into it, they come back with pretty positive results. Who would have thought? But the problem here is that, yes, TikTok doesn't actually collect as much data as Facebook or Google does. They both collect more than TikTok. But the concern that most people have is where the data is going. Is it going to an American company or is it going to a Chinese company? And that's why TikTok is under the spotlight here. The report doesn't talk about any of their relationships with China. It purely just talks about what data they are collecting compared to the others. So, you know, to me, it's just them trying to defend something that they didn't defend properly. And it's just sad. I actually saw a number of media outlets pick this up and take it as gospel that, you know, TikTok is actually a better application for you than Facebook or Google, but
I've got to say, though, a lot of businesses now are using TikTok as one of their major arms in reference to their marketing.
Look, they are, and there's a good reason for that. There's a lot of traction on that platform at the moment. A lot of people are using it, and I completely understand their reasons to do that. I think that just as Australians, we need to have a level of understanding of what's going on with our data, especially when it tracks your location. It has access to all of your contacts and things like that. You want to be a little bit more comfortable with why you're using the application and what it's doing in the background.
I wish I'd thought of the idea.
Maybe I did too, because, they seem to be doing pretty well out of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, there's a new app using artificial intelligence to create bedtime stories for kids. This is if you're not good using your imagination yourself.
Yeah, look, absolutely. It's called Smart Dreams, and this is an app that you can download. You type in your kid's name, what superheroes they like, what their favorite animals are, and then with a touch of a button, it creates a unique bedtime story every day, every hour, however often you might need it, and you can use that to read to your kids, or they can use it on their own devices to create unique stories for them to just read. So you don't need to buy books if AI is going to write them for you on demand.
Just quick one here. The potential end of SMS scams is sounding close. A new SMS registry might help you sort out whether it's fact or whether it's fiction. Is that right?
This would be great news if the federal government can get this across the line. It will basically force, say, the ATO to register their SMS number to match with the name that appears on our phone when it says there's an SMS from the ATO. Same thing for Australia Post and others, which are being used for scams at the moment. That would basically stop anyone pretending to be Australia Post and sending you these scam SMSs that we do receive. So if they can get this across the line, it will certainly save Australians some money.
They're forever increasing, aren't they?
They really are. And we keep falling for it, which is the problem.
All right, mate. I've got to go to the news. Good to talk to you as always. I'll catch up with you next week.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. See you, mate. Bye-bye.